Hello, Audio Boo people. This is Hans Last here, and I'm coming to you from actually Niagara-on-the-Lake, but while it's still sort of right on the edge of St. Catharines and Niagara-on-the-Lake, I'm just actually, I don't know if you're hearing any sound, but I'm actually right near the Welland Canal right now, down near Loch One. I don't know if you can hear the water rushing here, but what I'm going to do in this Audio Boo is, I'm going to try to get a little closer. I don't want to touch this fence here, but I think this might be where the water is pumped into the lock here. This is Loch One. And the Welland Canal, for anyone that doesn't know, is part of a shipping system that runs between Lake Ontario and Lake Erie. And because of the elevations between the two lakes, the canal allows ships to navigate between the two bodies of water, and with Lake Erie being at a much higher elevation than Lake Ontario, the ships pass through the Welland Canal. It's about, I think it's a 10-11 hour trip that it takes to go through from St. Catharines, Niagara-on-the-Lake here to Fort Erie, Port Colborne, at the south end on Lake Erie. And so the ships go through several locks, and I'm just by the one here. And of course, because of that, traffic has to pass over various lift bridges to go between across the canal. I'm here on coming up to Lakeshore Road now, just on a side street. The street sign will tell me where I am here. Okay, so this is Lakeshore Road East. And once we get into good position, we'll see where the sign is here. But this is Broadway Drive. Okay, so okay, a bunch of people just passed by. Now we are about to begin crossing the Welland Canal, the bridge. This is not the lift part yet, but there are several seams here where we can walk across. So now I'm crossing kind of a westerly direction. And the probably can't hear the railing too loud with the traffic. Now we've got a keg of a breeze today here. But traffic's immediately to the left here. To the left. And of course there's the portion of it. Then there's a control house to the right, which control the bridge, but it's all automated now from what my understanding is. So we got a green light, which stays green unless there's a ship that's about to come through. And of course the bridge has to pass up so the ships can pass. So anyway, this was constructed, this old railway was, I think, in the 1954 or 1959. But there were original canals before that that passed through. But this is the current one. Now you might be able to hear the where the joints are, where they're. But now we're coming to the actual lift bridge. You might be able to, if you pay attention to the traffic noise here. We're coming up to it now. And now we're right on the lift bridge. And of course underneath it's kind of like a grill type pattern. So yeah, you can really listen. So just the ambience for a few seconds here. Some of the vehicles you don't really hear. But this is the metal railing here, so that y'all can hear. Okay, now we're back on solid ground again. So, I don't know if this fence is electrified, so I'm not going to touch it. So anyway, we're back in the St. Catharines side of the Welland Canal. We're at Lakeshore, and we're at the top end of Bunting.
did hear a seagull.
But, so, what we're going to do is we're going to walk across Lakeshore and Bunting and then back down Bunting home. Today's date, incidentally, is May... Okay, today's date is May 19th, 2013. So we're going to watch the traffic flow here and... okay, so the lights change so we can move on here. We'll shake a leg because the traffic's pretty heavy here. So, okay, so now we cross. Now we're just going to hit the button to go across Bunting here. And then we'll be headed back for home. So, it's a nice day here today. It's about 21 Celsius, 70 degrees Fahrenheit. And, okay, we're going to wait. Okay, we've got an advanced screen, so a lot of cars turning left onto Bunting here. And we now have regular two-way traffic, so we're going to cross. Alrighty. So, now it's straight down Bunting, headed for home. It's 3:17 and it's been a nice day here. Nice day for a walk. Okay, then they got a sign here. What does this say? May 25th, 2013. 10 a.m. to noon. They got the Rankin Cancer Run. I don't know much about that. That's... Rankin is a construction company here. They do a lot of construction, and I guess they sponsor a cancer run, which they use the Welland Canal pathways as part of their run. This is the sound. Lots of people on motorcycles here. Can't say that I blame them either. It's a nice day here. All right. Okay, so as we walk south along Bunting, that will about do it. We've got part of Grantham Lions Park is off to the right here through some trees. And as soon as we get to the shade spot here, we'll wrap this up. Incidentally, on the other side of the canal where we are, this is St. Catharines. Port Weller Dry Docks is one of the major ship producing companies. They build and service ships. And so there is a boat I can kind of see over there. So, I guess without further ado, that'll be a wrap for this audio boo. So, take care, and thanks for listening, and have a great day, everyone. So long.